Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, One Take Wednesday, and the last day of April. Tomorrow we'll start May, and I cannot believe it. That's the end of school, basically, and this year is flying by. We're reading in the New Living Translation this week, and we're revisiting Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, which is the parable of the farmer scattering seed. Since we read that recently, I'm just going to read verses 1 through 9 again, and I want to encourage you that as I do, you pray that the Lord would continue to make your heart good soil, and that he would speak to us through his word. Once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling them many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it in his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they could produce no grain. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." This parable invites us to be the good soil and to hear God's word and then to be fruitful with it. The word of God is powerful, but the conditions of our heart matter. And so, Lord, make our heart one that is a place where your word will grow and help us to be renewed in it today. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29 are about Jesus healing a demon-possessed boy. When they returned to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd surrounding them, and some teachers of the religious law were arguing with them. When the crowd saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with awe, and they ran to greet him. "What is this all about?" Jesus asked. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, "Teacher, I brought my son so that you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever the spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it." Jesus said to them, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought the boy. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. "How long has this been happening?" Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, "Since he was a little boy. The spirit often throws him into the fire, into the water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can." "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." The father instantly cried out, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. "Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak," he said. I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again. Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy appeared to be dead. A murmur ran through the crowd as people said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet, and he stood up. Afterward, when Jesus was alone in the house with his disciples, they asked him, "Why couldn't we cast out that evil spirit?" Jesus replied, "That kind can only be cast out by prayer." Don't you identify with the father that brings the boy? He has an honest faith, but it's also mixed with fear. "Okay, I can heal your son if you believe," Jesus says. And the prayer of response from the gentleman is this: "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." And I think that's a good prayer for us as we have honest dependence upon the Lord. "Lord, I believe you. Who else but you has the words of life? Only you, Jesus, have them. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand why you heal in one situation but another, or why something happens. But I believe in you, and help me to overcome areas where I doubt or where unbelief creeps in." Let's end today with Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9. This is a prayer for balance and integrity. "O God, I beg two favors from you. Let me to have them before I die. First, help me never to tell a lie. Second, give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. For if I grow rich, I may deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' And if I'm too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name." I love that. A prayer for balance. "Lord, help me never to tell a lie." I guess that's more the integrity part. And then the balance part is, "Give me neither poverty nor riches." I have to admit, that's a really hard prayer to pray. We all want to be rich. It would seem very easy to be rich, right? But it's a beautiful reminder that whether we're rich or we're poor or we're right smack dab in the middle, true dependence upon God is what is most important. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Will you pray with me? Father, we lift our hands to you, open-palmed, just aware that we want to receive your word. We want to be the good soil that reproduces. We want to have an open heart and not come to your word saying, "I already know what that means," but saying, "Lord, speak to me from your word." Help us to guard our hearts, Lord, and thank you for providing for us for our every need. Lord, we pray that you would go before us into whatever situations we face today. We pray that you would come behind us, shoring up the things that we have left undone. We pray that you would stand beside us and hold us by your righteous right arm. We pray that we would be able to sit in the comfort of your presence, knowing that you have made a way, and you sit at the right hand of the Father, and you do all things well. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and we pray all of this in your strong name. Amen.